Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Yes, on this fabulous Friday.
The 13th.
Yeah, Friday the 13th, blessed 13th. My little niece's birthday 13th, she's not little, but oh well. Luke 1:13 on this October 13th. But the angel of the Lord said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John."
Hallelujah.
And thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
For the Father, Son, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 keys to success and victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, honey, every time, and I know it's the same with you, every time we read Joshua 1:8-9, we get fired up.
There you go.
First, Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." As most of our listeners know, in these verses, the word "you" and "your" are there a total of 6 times. God wants you to be successful, but you've got a part to play. There are 7 powerful keys in Joshua 1:8. We're only going to discuss 2 of them because today, well, we're going to focus on Joshua 1:9. First, continually read and study the Word of God. King James Version says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." New Living Translation says, "Study this book of instruction continually." Message Bible says, "And don't for a minute let this book of Revelation be out of mind." Contemporary English Version says, "Never stop reading the book of the law that he gave you." No matter what translation you use, it's clear that we're to be in the Word of God, not just on Sundays or when times get tough or when there's trouble. Putting the Word to action within us is a continual process. It is to be an integral part of our walk and our talk.
Amen. Second, speak the Word day and night. King James Version says, "Thou shalt meditate therein day and night." Hebrew word for meditate is H1897, and it means to utter, muse, mutter, meditate, speak. It comes from a root word that actually means whisper. The general impression of the word meditate is that you just think about something or ponder it over in your mind. But the Hebrew translation shows us a deeper way to do this. It's not just to ponder or think about the word, but to speak it out, even if we're in a whisper. In Matthew 12:34, Classic Amplified, it says, "For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." As we continually read and study the Word of God, we're programming the good stuff, the Word of God, into our brains, our mental hard drives, if we want to refer to them that way. And in the daily situations of life, our response in every circumstance will be determined by the superabundance of the Word that's in our hearts, that's ready to flow out of our mouths. Another interesting thought, too, is that even in the night, if you wake up from something and it startles you, what's the first thing that your mind and the superabundance comes out of your heart? Is it maybe praying in the Spirit or rebuking something that, you know, a nightmare? The point is, what we've put in is what's going to come out.
That's right.
So let's move to Joshua 1:9, the 1:9 in the New International Version. It says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest."
Here are 7 keys to success and victory in every battle we face. First, follow my instructions. Scripture in verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded thee?" Psalm 119:60 in the New Living Translation says, I will hurry without delay to obey your commands. The Hebrew word for commanded means to command, charge, give orders, lay charge, give charge to, order. You're in a battle against the attacks of the enemy. In order to repel his attacks, you must follow the orders to read, speak, and act on the Word of God.
Amen. Number two, be strong. The Hebrew word for strong means to strengthen, prevail, harden, be strong, become strong, be courageous, be firm, grow firm. How do we do this? Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Amen.
What's the power of his might? The Holy Ghost.
That's it.
Living in you and guiding you, directing you, comforting you, being your helper. If a boxer wants to win his whatever championship fight, he needs to follow the instructions of a good trainer. Someone once said, invest in yourself. It's like being a boxer. You've got to be in training. So when the bell rings, you get your direction, you come out of that corner, and you are ready. Well, your personal trainer, the Holy Spirit, is helping you, directing you, guiding you through the Word of God, in telling you this, how to strengthen yourself so that you will be stronger and more fit every time you read the Word. You know, he opens it up to you and acting on the Word. If you don't feel like he is, say, Holy Spirit, show me today. We're also blessed by the words of Zechariah 10:12. Listen to this. New Living Translation says, in my power, I will make my people strong, and by my authority, they will go wherever they wish. I, the Lord, have spoken.
Good verse.
It's powerful.
Yes, it is. Number three, have courage. Hebrew word for courage means alert, courageous, brave, to exhibit strength. The verse says that we're to be strong and courageous. It's one thing to be strong, but it's something entirely different to be brave.
That's it.
Over the years, I know a lot of people who were strong, but not courageous, meaning they weren't willing to stand up for what they believe. Psalm 31:24, New Living Translation. Be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How do you become courageous? Same way you become strong. By reading, speaking, and acting on the Word of God. People don't like strength so much as they lack courage to do something with what they've got.
Think of that. Number four, don't be afraid. If God tells you to not be afraid, how many times, and we've gone over that this year, does he have to tell us something before we start getting it in our spirit and living it? You know, in just the King James Version of the Bible, we're told 26 times just the phrase, be not afraid. There are 44 verses in the Message that says, don't be afraid. 66 in the New Living with the exact same spiritual directive for all of us to follow. Regardless of whether we say, do not be afraid or don't be afraid, the point of it is we have nothing to fear because God is on our side.
Hallelujah.
8:31 says, if God be for me, who can be against me?
Nobody.
Who can be my foe if God on my side?
Number five, don't be dismayed. The New Living Translation, the Contemporary English Version, and the Message Bible all say, don't be discouraged. Napoleon Hill, the great speaker, writer, and speech writer, actually, President Franklin Roosevelt once said, what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement.
What he's saying is, if you know God, the Holy Spirit will come to you in your aid.
That's
when
it.
You need it.
Your rescue.
You know what? He never leaves you or forsakes you.
Deuteronomy 31:8, New International Version. Offer some great advice when it says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Hallelujah.
Once again, the remedy for discouragement is to read, speak, and act on the Word of God.
Number six, God is with you. Listen to this. The Lord, your God, your Jehovah Jireh, your Jireh provider, your Jehovah Shema, peace, your Jehovah Rapha, the healer. He is with you 24/7.
Yes.
Ever since you were born again, he is living and breathing in right underneath your nose, literally. Contemporary English version says, I will be there to help you.
Yes.
Isaiah 43:1 in the Message Bible says, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with
yes.
you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end, because I am God, your personal God. I love that.
I do too, baby.
Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble.
And number seven, God is with you every step.
Every step.
You take.
Whew.
Joshua 1:9, Message Bible. God, your God, is with you. With you every step you take. Not only is God with you every step of the way, but he has his eyes upon you.
Yes.
He's watching you. As the popular saying goes, he's got your back.
Psalm 32:8.
That's it. Classic Amplified. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. My eye upon you.
Mm.
Wow. As we read and reread Joshua 1:8 and 1:9, we realize just how powerful they are.
That should send you off on this Friday and the whole weekend power packed and ready to go.
And it empowers us.
It does.
So much so. Mm. You want to go over this several times.
Get these
scriptures in you. They're so, so powerful.
Got the nicest card yesterday afternoon from some sweet people that we know, Dave and Diane. And
yes.
for being mentors to them and a little something. You're just the best. We love you so much.
We do. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.